What are you recording?
Oh. My name is Cadet Kareem Dudley. I'm the Battalion Executive Officer for MO High School.
I am Cadet Second Lieutenant Yumela Saravia, and today is September 12th, 2019. We are here with John Senneke. Thank you for allowing us to interview you.
So for the first question, can you tell me when you were born?
I was born in Cincinnati in 1940, September 13th.
Can you tell me when and where you were, can you tell me about what life was like where you were born?
Well, I was one of four kids. My father worked on a railroad, worked 7 days a week sometime. Grew up, went to grade school, went through high school. Towards the end of high school, I decided I was going to go to college. I lived in Cincinnati. I went to the University of Cincinnati. I was a cheerleader in high school. I was a cheerleader in college. We had Oscar Robertson for 2 years. We won the national championship in two years in a row. We lost in the final four of the final game by 2 points. So we had kind of an interesting college from a sports standpoint. Did well in college, and that's it.
Okay, so what motivated you to join the military?
Well, at the time, there was a draft. The draft was into the Army. We were ramping up for Vietnam. I decided that, no offense, I just as soon not be in the Army. I had other cousins and whatnot that went on all branches, Army, Navy, Marines. I picked the Navy, and so that I would not get drafted, I volunteered for the Navy. I went through officer's candidate school. While I was there, they determined that I was colorblind and I couldn't be a line officer, so I chose to be a supply officer. Went through officer's candidate school, got my commission, went to supply corps school in Athens, Georgia. Then I reported to a submarine tender in Norfolk. Served my active duty on the Orion.
Okay. Can you tell me about basic training and what were you unprepared for?
Well, officer's candidate school was a little bit different in the Navy than basic. A lot of classes, learned how to march. I did a lot of bouncing. I heard a lot of Marines. We had a Marine company commander that wasn't very receptive to bouncing when you're marching. So we did some marching, we learned to tie knots, we learned what life was about on shipboard. Supply Corps school was really pretty much an extension of my background in college, which was business. So I learned the government accounting system, I learned how the Navy replenish ships. The Orion was a submarine tender. We had about 10 boats assigned to us, a couple of fast attack nukes, one experimental nuke, which was the only nuclear submarine that ever had two reactors on it. So it's kind of brings us up to shipboard.
So can you describe to us some of the jobs that you had while you were in the military?
When I reported on board, I became the dispersing officer, which meant that I basically paid the troops, kept their records. We played the folks on the sub-tender, the officers and the enlisted. We paid cash if they wanted it, so about the only time I touched a firearm while I was on active duty is I carried a .45 when we went to the bank to pick up about $250,000 in cash to pay the crew. We paid the submarines by check because you can never tell when they're going to be in port and when they weren't. So I did that for probably about 12 months. My auditing background helped me a little bit because we found a couple of extra pay records in the file for sailors that didn't exist. So we found out who it was. We had a court martial. I moved down then to the ship's ship stores, I called them. We had a soda fountain. We had a dry cleaner. We had a retail store where we sold cigarettes and watches and whatever. And I did that for about 9 months, and then I went down and I became a supply officer for repair parts and parts for the ship, because the tender's job was to service the boats in the squadron. We could replenish at sea, we could replenish in port, we paid the sailors on the boats. We had all the repair parts, and we would transfer them wherever they were needed, whether it was to fix the tender itself or the boats. When we went out to and ran exercises with the submarines in the squadron. We did some fun things. We went up to Fleet Week in New York for a couple of Fleet Week days. We did a lot of cruising in the Caribbean, Key West, Bermuda, St. Thomas, St. John's. Got up to Nova Scotia. So we could get underway. What they did was really call it stirring up the coffee grounds for the tender, so we wouldn't pile up all in one place.
You did a lot. What was the most difficult part? How did you overcome those challenges?
Well, I guess the difficult part, going from being a college student and then going into the Navy, the discipline, the attention to detail, learning military tucks to keep your shirt straight, personally being responsible for yourself so that you're ready to serve. So that was kind of personal stuff. It wasn't like I was felt like I was putting my life on the line, so it was to do a good job, do what I was prepared to do, and be responsible for the people that I was trying to serve.
So can you describe to us your transition from military to civilian life, and did you encounter any challenges?
Well, I served my time serving. I started, the last couple of months sending out resumes and getting prepared to go back to civilian life. I could have had a job with a public accounting firm that I worked for when I was a co-op student at UC. Got a request for an interview with IBM. A friend of a friend took my resume and sent it to IBM. They called, wanted to do an interview. I flew up to Princeton, New Jersey, met with the manager that had the opening. Before we were done with breakfast, he offered me a job. So I had a decision to make, and I chose to do IBM. It was pretty much of a smooth transition. I went from Norfolk, Virginia, up to Dayton, New Jersey, which is right next to Princeton, New Jersey. I was married. I got married right after I finished school, before I went and reported to the Navy. So we had a child. We moved to New Jersey. IBM started moving me around the country. And I Wound up in Raleigh, North Carolina, is kind of the last stop on the bus.
So your kid had to move a lot as well. So how was his life? How do you, did he ever talk to you about how it was for him having to move around?
My son?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we never really talked about it. It was hard to move because he was young. He was making friends, and then we'd have to break it up and go someplace else. But he wound up in some pretty good schools. Moving to the different areas while he was young kind of kept him moving and making friends. He played sports just like everybody else, different teams, different cities and stuff.
So if given the opportunity, would you serve in the military again?
Absolutely.
Why?
Well, it was just a real good experience. I mean, I grew up in Cincinnati. I went lived at home. I'd always been there. It broadened me, gave me a different perspective on how other people lived and different places to live and how different they were. So everything was kind of a new experience, kept you learning and just involved.
Is there anything in particular you would like to say to service members that are going in, like right now?
Going into the military? Try to have as much control over it as you can. Volunteering for something that you're interested in makes a world of difference. Doing something that you have to do, make it something that you want to do. You personally get more out of it, I think, if you do that. You meet a whole different group of people from different parts of the country, different parts of the world. You see different things. You learn to be responsible to yourself and to others.
Sir, thank you for allowing us to interview today, and thank you for your service to our country.
Thank you very much.